H4. What are you good for, Nellie? Nellie Bly was such a good newspaper reporter in the 1880s and 1890s that people in those days, knowing that Nellie Bly was not the reporter's real name, guessed that the stories under her byline were really those of several expert male reporters. But Nellie actually was Elizabeth Cochran, a woman who wrote her stories herself without any male help. Cochran got her first job with a Pittsburgh paper after she wrote a stinging reply to an editorial entitled, What Girls Are Good For. She began by writing of the disgraceful conditions she found in Pittsburgh's slums. The article shocked the business owners who advertised in the paper. They persuaded the editors to send her to Mexico for a vacation. While there, she wrote stories about the corruption of Mexican officials, and they asked her to leave. When in New York, Nellie pretended insanity in order to get herself put in an insane asylum. On her release, her articles revealing brutal treatment of inmates, poor food, and unsanitary conditions led to reforms. Once she jumped off a ferry boat to test the efficiency of the rescue crew. Her best-known stories were those of her trip around the world in a little over 72 days, surpassing the schedule in Jules Verne's famous book, Around the World in 80 Days. Nellie certainly showed the editors what Nellie Bly was good for.